Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Josie Rainbird from Green Fingertips, and today I'd like to talk to you about protecting your seedlings and young plants from the wet, cold and wintry weather that we're seeing at the moment. So there are many ways you can do this. So you can protect them with a cloche, with a tunnel, or you can wrap them. So for younger plants, a cloche and a tunnel are very effective ways to protect from cold and wintry weather. We can make a cloche ourselves, or we can buy either of these, the cloche or the polytunnels, from garden centres ready-made for us. So you can, and when you buy a cloche from the garden centre, they're usually in the shape of like a bell with a vent in the top. You just put them straight over the top of the plants, protects from the wind and the rain, all the cold weather. And then when it gets a bit too humid inside, too much condensation, you can open the vent a little bit and it will let the air in. You can make cloches yourself with a drinks bottle. Just cut the top off and use the taller end as the cloche. Or you can use the cut-off end, the top end, if you like, to cover container plants, flower pots. When you're making a polytunnel or a fleece tunnel, you can get the metal loops that you use in the garden to make tunnels. So you can use those and then wrap the fleece or the plastic around. As I say, you can buy them ready done from the garden centre. Not too expensive. So you can make them yourself if you want to. And the other way you can do it is by using bamboo canes or plant supports and then wrapping around your plants, creating a barrier around them. An insulation barrier, if you like, around your plants with sacking, bubble wrap, frost fleece, and just protecting the plants that way. You can either top open, but that will stop any of the cold. It will prevent the cold coming in. It will be a nice insulation for them. It still lets the light in the top. So they're very good, effective ways of protecting young plants and seedlings from the cold, wet and wintry weather that we're seeing at the moment. It shouldn't be much longer before it all disappears. We should be out of the cold and wet weather by the middle of April. You shouldn't need cloches or protection by then. And then we'll all be happy. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to talking gardening with you again soon.